What is going on, friends? Welcome to My Weekly Mixtape, the show that takes the classic mixtape approach to building a modern playlist. I'm your host, Brian Colburn, and I'm back with another Have It Your Way episode, that being the online randomizer I've been using to select the topic for the show. Now, these topics come from you, the mixtapers, the listeners, the community that I've been working to build at this show over the last couple of years, and I appreciate each and every one of you listening and tuning in every single week. These topics come from you, so if you'd like to suggest a future topic, you can do so by emailing me at myweeklymixtape@gmail.com, hitting me up on all the social media haunts at myweeklymixtape, using the contact page at myweeklymixtape.com, or by joining the Mixtaper community at patreon.com/myweeklymixtape. It's free to join, and there's several tiers available there if you'd like to support the show a little extra. But with that, I'm not going to waste another second of time, and I'm going to click that online randomizer button so we can find out what this week's topic is going to be. Interesting. This one comes in from Brian Rosenberg via email. Brian, thank you for writing in. This topic: songs you'd give the person you have a crush on, the roots of many a mixtape. Wow. I have to give a slow golf clap on this one. What a topic. This is a mixtape 101 lesson. Ever since episode one, every time there's a first-time guest on the show, I have asked the question, what does the word mixtape mean to you? And I could tell you at least 75 to 85% of those responses involved making a mixtape for a crush, for somebody they were interested in and wanted to use music as a way to maybe open the door to further a discussion that might lead to a relationship or something more. So, wow. Okay, before I even get into songs, I think I need to dive into this topic a little bit more than usual. Because when you're creating a mixtape, now this is going back to the 90s for me, but for the younger people listening, when you're creating a playlist for somebody you have a crush on, if you've ever seen the show How I Met Your Mother, there's a scene where Marshall and Lily are talking about the fact that if you play a song for somebody and they like you back, that song can be seen as sweet and maybe even endearing. However, if they don't feel that way about you, it could be seen as creepy and psycho. So there's a fine line you need to toe when creating these playlists. Now, here are some of the tips that I have when creating a mixtape or a playlist for that crush of yours. First one, if you're already friends with this person, I think shared experiences are a great way to go when it comes to songs. So if there's a song that you bonded over with this person, that you realized you're both a fan of this artist, it kind of takes a little bit away from the meaning of the song. The song can probably be about anything, because if you've already had discussions about that song and how much it means to both of you, there's already that experience that kind of ties you two together to the song, regardless of the topic, within reason. And I'll get to that in a little bit. But from a personal perspective, I can actually use that shared experience from one of my high school relationships. Because at the time when I was getting to know somebody that I eventually dated when I was in high school, there was a song out by REM called Man on the Moon. Now, this is a song about Andy Kaufman. There is zero romance in this song whatsoever. However, this was a song that was on the radio every time we were hanging out, and it became kind of an inside joke with us because the yeah in the song, it became a way we would respond to each other when we were saying, hey, do you want to go to see a movie? Instead of just saying that sounds like fun, it would be yeah. So that became kind of an inside joke language between the two of us. So when I first made a mixtape for this person, I included this song because of the history and the shared experience. Had nothing to do with Andy Kaufman. There is no, hey, this is Andy Kaufman. No, none of that here. But it's a shared experience, which is kind of genre agnostic, because you can be into punk, you can be into metal, hip hop, country, it doesn't really matter, as long as there's a connection over a song. Now, with that, there are some things you might want to consider, because it might do the opposite of what you're intending those songs to do, even if there is a shared experience with them. One example I can think of is with my wife, because when we were dating, it was a long-distance relationship, and we would always pass each other mix CDs to listen to in the car rides on the way back and forth, depending on which way we were headed at the time. And for years, I put this one song by one band, and I'm not going to say who, because I'm still a fan of this band and still go see them a lot. However, I included this song on pretty much every mix CD I made for my wife, assuming she felt the same. And it wasn't until years later when that song came on shuffle, and I said, "You remember when I used to put that on all your mixtapes?" And she turned and went, "Yeah, never was a fan of that one." And that really was a moment for me, because I thought for this entire time that she was into the song, because she never told me not to put it on there. And yeah, so that's an example of kind of reading the room, and I obviously missed that one. So with that, it goes without saying that reading the room and the person you're giving this mixtape or playlist to is very important. So I do have a PSA along those lines. So here are a couple songs I would say maybe you might want to really think about before you go throwing them onto your playlist or mixtape. Now, your mileage may vary depending on the person. These songs might be seen as happy and endearing or whatever, but I'm just saying, kind of a guideline here, basic 101, The Police, Every Breath You Take, fantastic song, kind of creepy and stalkery if you really listen to the lyrics, and if the person doesn't feel the same way, it becomes, Boys to Men, I'll Make Love to You, huge song in the 90s. Played at school dances, which I thought was odd even at that point in time. And I know people have used this on mixtapes they gave to a potential person they were interested in. And I always felt like this was kind of the Hail Mary song, because if you're just getting to know somebody, this might not be the way to go. Now, along with that, on the rock side of the spectrum, Nine Inch Nails Closer. I mean, if you have a shared experience listening to that song, maybe that would work. But if this person doesn't know you're a Nine Inch Nails fan and you're like, "Oh, let me introduce them to Nine Inch Nails music," that, or even Hurt, I'd say avoid those. Maybe go with Head Like a Hole if you're trying to expose them to music that you like, but you don't want to necessarily put the wrong message out there. Now, with that, thinking 90s as well, because this is where my head is swirling right now, because when I made mixtapes for my crushes, it was in the 90s, Radiohead's Creep. Now, I know there's Radiohead fans out there that are going, "Oh God, here's a guy that only likes Creep." I'm not saying I only like Creep. I like the Bends as well. But Creep is indeed my favorite Radiohead song. I've mentioned this on the show before. I would be that guy at a Radiohead concert that would be waiting for Creep, and everybody else would probably go to the bathroom during that song, but I'd enjoy it. I mean, that's just me. The Bends is a great album, though, aside from Pablo Honey. Anyway, that song is very self-deprecating and dark. Self-deprecation in a song, when it's done in like a Bowling for Soup, Real Big Fish kind of fun, jovial, maybe humorous way, where the lyrics are self-deprecating, but the song is upbeat, you might be able to pull that shared experience there. But a song like Creep, unless the person you're talking to is a massive Radiohead fan, again, I'm thinking Pablo Honey here, early 90s, and this was a song they always talked about, maybe, but you might want to be careful with that one. And finally, thinking 90s, Adam Sandler's At a Medium Pace. If you don't know the song, it's not safe for work. You'll never think about Shampoo the same way. And definitely, along the lines of I'll Make Love to You, just on a completely different spectrum, do not send that to a crush. That's just my PSA. Feel free to do whatever you want. This is your world. Like Bob Ross said, this is your world. You're the creator. I mean, you do you. But those are just some songs I would suggest maybe not including when creating a Songs for a Crush playlist. And now to the flip side of that, as I'm starting to mull over where I'm going to go with this, is the vibe you're looking to achieve? And that all depends. It's a person-by-person basis. if the person you're talking to or are friends with and maybe you're having some feelings for and they're into metal music, you might not want to go the poppier side of the spectrum and vice versa. See, in the 90s, there was this gray area because for a while, power ballads were played on top 40 pop radio. They were mainstream. Even in the early 90s, you think about songs To Be With You by Mr. Big, even though that's a quote unquote campfire song, as Billy Sheehan told me when he was on the show. You also had songs like I Remember You by Skid Row, Heaven by Warrant, pretty much any Poison ballad, except for Something to Believe In, because that's more of a ballad that's not about love in any way, shape, or form. Think Every Rose Has Its Thorn here. These were the songs that were played on pop radio. Now, are these good songs to send to a crush that you're just getting to know? It all depends. It all depends on where you two stand. Now, if you're dating the person for 6 months to a year and you're making a mixtape for that person, again, in the 90s, sometimes you couldn't go wrong with a power ballad. But they're kind of just the way I talk about every week on this show. Music is so subjective. There are no right and wrong answers, except for maybe at a medium pace when you're just trying to get to know somebody. But I'm not even going to say that's wrong. If the person finds it funny, maybe that's their sense of humor. Maybe it does work for you. But just again, your mileage may vary. Do with that as you will. But when it comes to power ballads in the 90s, there was that gray area where they still kind of stayed in light and in fashion for at least the first few years. And then once grunge took over, putting those on almost became cheesy at a point, which sucks because I still listen to those songs now and don't hear any cheese in them. But maybe that's just me. So I think the final thing I'll say here is read the room, read the person you're talking to, listen to when they're talking about music, because they're going to give you clues as to what they like. You're obviously, if you're a music nerd like me, you're bringing up music in conversations. So when they talk about artists, you can include songs on that playlist where you're like, well, you know, you're into this band. I think you'll really dig this band. And that kind of is a great way to keep the conversation going, but not necessarily say you have a crush on them. But this playlist is specifically, thanks to Brian, songs you would give the person you have a crush on. So the songs that are coming into my mind are songs that don't lean too heavy into the love side of the spectrum, but definitely drop hints. But before I get into the songs, if you're listening on Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you're listening, please leave a 5-star review, thumbs up, leave a comment, talk about songs you would include for your crush starter kit. Keep this conversation going outside of the podcast universe. It helps introduce the show to other potential listeners out there that might enjoy the conversations we're having week in and week out. And finally, if you want to hear the songs I'm talking about here, don't worry, you don't have to go seeking out these songs one by one. I make this process real simple. Every single episode of my weekly mixtape, you just head over to the episode page, and there I've embedded a playlist of all the songs I've talked about in each particular episode. I'm doing the same thing here, the Ultimate Songs for a Crush playlist, and you can find that now by heading over to myweeklymixtape.com. All right, so here we go. The musical equivalent of sending somebody 143 on a beeper. Oh, God, this is going to be really tough because you want to toe the line. You don't want to go too heavy into the love, but you also want to make sure you're letting the person know that there's some feelings there so you don't wind up in the friend zone. Okay, I think the first song I'm going to go with here is what I consider to be 90s pop rock perfection. And that is the Cranberries' Dreams. This song is upbeat, so it's not slow and sappy to kick off this crush playlist. And the lyrics are innocent in a way. I know I've never felt like this before, but now I'm feeling it even more because it came from you. Then I open up and see the person fallen here is me, a different way to be. Musically, it's upbeat, it's happy. The lyrics kind of hint that there's something there, but it's not necessarily as on the nose as I'm in love with you, because that might be very heavy-handed. And just at the end of the day, the song is fantastic and it's undeniable. And it's one of those songs that I knew people that were into hard rock music that dug the Cranberries vibe. And I knew people that were into pop and dance and hip hop that dug the Cranberries vibe. Dolores O'Riordan's voice, rest in peace, was angelic. There was something about her voice. I felt like her and Sinead O'Connor had these two voices that as soon as they came on, you were like, I know exactly who that is. And it worked so well because it went from the light, ethereal sound of songs like Dreams to the heavier side of the band in Zombie. And this was just a group that, oh man, they were so good. Their MTV Unplugged special is just another listen that if you haven't heard it, it's officially released widely on streaming now. A lot of those 90s MTV Unplugged specials you can now find as full-length albums. Pearl Jam, obviously Nirvana, Eric Clapton. I did an entire episode on acoustic songs and acoustic reimaginings early in season two, so I'll put that up on the episode page towards the bottom if you want to check that one out. But the Cranberries are, I feel like, a very easy way to launch into this playlist without going too heavy-handed in either direction. And this is just a beautiful song that can be taken even from the lines of a friendship. So if things don't go the way you want, there are lyrics in this song that at least can be seen as something that is also a friendship. Totally amazing mind, so understanding and so kind, you're everything to me. That could be to a friend as well as to a possible crush. So I feel like this is the perfect place to start things off. And from here, I think I know where my vibe is going to be for this playlist. And please don't throw Mentos at your radio when I mention this next song, but we're going to go with the Foo Fighters' Big Me from their self-titled album. Now, just in case you're listening and going, what the hell are you talking about, Brian? The Mentos thing. When the Foo Fighters broke big, I actually had a chance to see them at William Patterson University, which was a small venue in the 90s. The Color and the Shape had just been released. Rocket from the Crypt opened. It was an amazing show. And this was at the point where they were still playing the song, even though they were getting pelted with Mentos, because in the music video, it was a play on the Mentos commercial, where at certain points, the main character of the commercial would hold up the Mentos and look at the screen. Dave Grohl reenacted that, only holding up the Futos candy. However, I don't know about you, but if you've never been hit by a Mentos before, they are hard and they hurt, especially if somebody in the audience is whipping them from a distance up to the stage. Now, I'm just talking about an audience member, and this is hitting me in the back, not in my face, like the band had to deal with. You'll Shoot Your Eye Out, Kid is definitely at play here if you are one of the Foo Fighters. So I can understand why they peel back on playing this song, you know, kind of the same way you'd peel back the Mentos wrapper. Anyway, I'm done. Never mind. But they still continue to play it. Not as much. A couple of times a year, they'll break it out in a show. And I guess they kind of want to make sure that people aren't prepared for it with Mentos in hand. Thankfully, I was able to check that song off my Foo Fighters bucket list back in 1998 on the Color and the Shape tour, so I don't have to worry about it. I'd love to see them do it again, but beyond the Mentos aspect of it, this song is just sweet and fun. And once again, it's about love, but it's not heavy-handed on the love talk. If you think about the lyrics in this song, while I talked about it, carried on, reasons only knew, but it's you I fell into. So you're kind of saying you're falling for this person, but it's not necessarily I'm in love with you, which might be too strong for that crush mixtape. And then musically, it's light, it's airy, and it kind of fits the vibe coming out of the Cranberries. Now, I don't want to lean too heavy into the 90s here because not everybody listening is only a 90s person. I'm sure there's going to be some more 90s that pop up in this mix because that's just where my mind goes when it comes to this topic. But I want to bring it into some of the 2000s as well. And this song came out the year I got married, 2005. And it's one that it's one of my wife's favorite artists. And it's a song that I've heard her play many a times. And when I hear it, I think of her. But when you dive into the lyrics of this song, I could see where this would really work for somebody you have a crush on because it's a little sweeter and innocent and could also, again, work on that friends level if things aren't necessarily working out on a romantic level with you and your crush, and that would be Jack Johnson's Better Together. I mean, you think about the way the Foo Fighters' Big Me is kind of light and breezy. I think Jack Johnson takes that light and breezy almost to a literal next level. His music is all about that kind of beachy, chill, mellow vibe. And it comes out, obviously, the lyrics in the chorus are just kind of repeating, it's always better when we're together. That could be seen as a love and flirty thing. That can also work with friendships. And all of these moments just might find their way into my dreams tonight. To me, that's a nice little lyrical hint, if you want to call it that, but it's not so on the nose. And again, the music isn't heavy-handed. I am not going to be pulling out the 80s power ballads tonight. Now, if this was the 1990s and you've already been with somebody for 6 months or a year, those 80s power ballads, completely different story. But this is somebody for your crush, somebody you're looking to introduce to, and some of those might be heavy-handed. Jack Johnson, the opposite of that, light and breezy and mellow, and let's just see where this goes musically and in times lyrically. So I feel like coming out of Big Me, this is a nice way to kind of keep it on that mellow side of things. But as I'm putting this together, I also am realizing I don't want it to be just one style or vibe of music, because this is kind of a starter kit that you could use these songs in any situation. And I kind of want to branch out and bring in a couple of other genres of music here, because I know there's an eclectic group of listeners out there that listen to my weekly mixtape each week. And I want to try to touch on more than just 90s or mellow for this playlist. And I want to bring in some more modern stuff as well. And by modern, maybe, I don't know, the last 15 years. So that way, at least some of the younger audience can get involved with this. And I think one of the best songs that would be used for a crush that isn't too heavy-handed, in modern times at least, is Bruno Mars' Just the Way You Are, which came out, I want to say, around 2010. It's very complimentative. I mean, the chorus is, when I see your face, there's not a thing that I would change because you're amazing just the way you are. And when you smile, the whole world stops and stares for a while because, girl, you're amazing just the way you are. Again, this could be used in a friendship mode. This doesn't necessarily have to be. I mean, there's parts of it that lean into it where her lips, I could kiss them all day if she'd let me. It's very much hinting, but it's putting this person up on a pedestal. It's somebody that you're longing for. And I feel like the music, even though we're branching from pop rock to acoustic to this R&B, I feel like there's a vibe between all of these songs so far that kind of fit the mold where if you were listening to this as a mixtape or a playlist, you are getting a cohesive story either lyrically or through the music. And I keep going back to read the room. That's a very important part of this, because if the person you're talking to is not a fan of Bruno Mars, don't include this song. Use your own judgment. I'm just trying to come up with songs that I think would work for a situation where you're trying to talk to a crush musically, but not necessarily wedding bells and marching down the aisle. This is more, hey, let's grab a cup of coffee and talk. I kind of have feelings for you type of songs, which there are some, but there are not many. I am having a hard time because a lot of the songs that are running through my head, I'm going, nope, that's a year down the road type of song, or nope, that's a song you play as your first dance at your wedding. And I'm trying to think of songs that really fall into this space that's more aligned with high school, where you're not thinking walking down the aisle. You're thinking getting to know somebody, dating. And I'm not going to lie, this is a tough topic to think about in hindsight, because here I am 48, and I'm thinking about songs I would share with my wife. Well, those are songs about love, because we've been married for over 20 years now. So the songs that I would share with my wife now, way back in the 90s when I was dating somebody, probably not the same songs because it's two different phases of life. So I'm trying to think of songs that would fit where I was 15, 16, 17 years old versus where I am now. So that's why it's natural for me to look back to the 90s as well as for me to continue stalling like I am right now because this is one of the harder topics I've done on this show. But there have been songs that have come out in later years where I'm like, wow, that would have been a great song to use when I was younger. And another one of those songs is somebody that I was lucky enough to have as a guest on my weekly mixtape, that being Uncle Cracker. Now, a lot of the songs I've talked about, obviously, because I'm a guy, are coming from a guy's perspective. But there are certain songs that can work from a guy's perspective or a lady's perspective, depending on the lyrics or the meaning or the tone of the song, regardless of who's singing it. And I think Uncle Cracker's Smile fits right into that category. You're better than the best. I'm lucky just to linger in your light. Cooler than the flip side of my pillow. I mean, when you talk about a song that hits the nail on the head, the first time I heard that line, I said, how has that never been used in a song before? Cooler than the flip side of my pillow. That is something that everybody has done, flipping that pillow in the middle of the night and getting that moment. Using that in a song like this, the first time I heard it, I was like, bravo, man. That is unbelievable. It's such a simple line, but it's so effective. And this is, again, one of those songs that doesn't have to mean falling deep in love. It's just someone who makes you smile. The chorus alone, you make me smile like the sun, fall out of bed, sing like a bird, dizzy in my head, spin like a record, crazy on a Sunday night. You make me dance like a fool, forget how to breathe, shine like gold, buzz like a bee. Just the thought of you can drive me wild. Oh, you make me smile. Yes, I'm reading the lyrics here, but that doesn't necessarily have to be about a loved one. That could be about just someone you truly care about. Obviously, the drive me wild part is a hint towards something more, but I feel like this is the type of song that you're using for a crush. You're not necessarily saying I'm madly in love with you, but you're trying to kind of test the waters, and that is the perfect chorus for that. And I also have to give credit where credit's due. I've seen this used as a first dance in a wedding before. So the song does have legs beyond the crush phase. But the fact that the lyrics of this song can kind of go in so many different directions is why I think this song became so popular. Because music is subjective. Lyrics are subjective. What the artist wrote it for and how a listener interprets a song could be two completely different things. And this song resonated with a lot of people in many different ways. And I will say, back in season one, when I had Uncle Cracker on, it was such a fantastic conversation. He has been doing some amazing things all the way back since the days when he was spinning for Kid Rock and then going on to his solo career, which between songs like Follow Me and Smile has now evolved, especially because of his collaborations with Kenny Chesney into the country world. His last two albums have been fully ingrained into country music, and he fits perfectly into that mode. I mean, the first time I heard Smile, I said, man, this could be a country hit. And sure enough, it started making the rounds on country radio as well as pop radio. And I feel like this is the song that really kind of, besides the collaborations with Kenny Chesney, of course, truly solidified him as somebody that can kind of bridge that gap between pop music and country music. And doing the stadium tours with Kenny Chesney over the last few years has truly grown his country presence. It was an honor to have him on the show. And if you haven't heard that episode, go back to season one and give it a listen. You can hear some great stories about some of the songs he's done, working with Dobie Gray on the cover of Drift Away, one of my favorite songs of all time. Truly a My Weekly Mixtape highlight, and I'm very glad I was able to make that happen. But at this point, that is your first five songs of this 10-song playlist. So I want to do a quick recap here. We started off with The Cranberries' Dreams, followed up by Foo Fighters' Big Me, Jack Johnson's Better Together, Bruno Mars' Just the Way You Are, and Uncle Cracker's Smile. And just as a reminder, you can hear all the songs I've talked about in this mix through the playlist I embedded on the episode page over at My Weekly Mixtape. All right, so now that we're going to continue along for the second half of this Songs for a Crush mixtape or playlist, depending on how you're going to run with it. Now, as I closed up the first half of this, I talked about how Uncle Cracker kind of towed the line between pop and country. I'm going to lean all the way into country for this next one because I know I have a lot of people that listen to country that listen to this show. And I want to make sure I touch on some country music as well because that's where I got my start in radio, was a country radio show at Montclair State University. So moving this forward, I do want to pay it forward with a song that while I was in college was a big hit and honestly couldn't be a more on-the-nose pick for this type of playlist. And that is Check Yes or No by one of the legends of country music, George Strait. The chorus alone speaks to deciding where things go in a relationship. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well, then don't be afraid to take me by the hand if you want to. I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Like the notes we used to pass back and forth in high school, which I have to say, the ladies of the 90s, you had this type of folding structure down to the point that I am still 30 years removed in awe of how you were able to take a sheet of 8x11 paper and fold it into all of these intricate shapes that once you opened it up, at least for me, I was never able to get it quite back into the fold that you were able to do it in. So bravo on that. But from a song perspective, I don't think it gets any more on the head than Check Yes or No. This is a beautifully written song. It's a great storytelling song, and it truly explains the line that I'm trying to toe here. You're trying to use music as a way to get to know somebody a little better or maybe share your feelings with them. And this song does just that in a cute, almost innocent kind of way. And heck, if they check no, then at least you have your answer right then and there. You don't have to worry about anything else. Maybe put this as the first song. So that way, you don't have to add any extra songs if she checks no. Anyway, I'm amusing myself with that one. Sorry about that. But honestly, Check Yes or No is one of my favorite George Strait songs of the 90s. And he has so many hits. And while this was just one of the three songs that was added to the Straight Out of the Box box set, I feel like it's up there with some of the best songs he's ever written. So by all means, this has to make this playlist. And it gives me an excuse to touch on some country music coming out of Uncle Cracker's Smile to end the first half of it. But coming out of that, I'm going to stick with something that is country, but is also pop, but is also not by the original artist. Because I've been trying to give some tips in this on how to impress somebody through music. And I'm not sure if this impresses somebody or not. That's the music nerd in me thinking it might impress somebody. However, let's just say you're interested in someone who's a big Taylor Swift fan, but you, on the other hand, aren't. That's okay. You can still include Taylor Swift on your mixtape or playlist for this person in a way that speaks in your own musical voice. Now, what do I mean by that? It's pretty simple. There are tons of Taylor Swift cover songs out there. I did a whole episode on different versions of Taylor Swift's Cruel Summer, if you want to check that out. But that's not the song I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with a song that leans directly into this topic. You Belong With Me. When she was still doing country as her main style of music. However, as much as I do like Taylor's version of that song, if I'm trying to impress somebody and let them get to know me musically with the knowledge that they're a Taylor Swift fan, I would drop Butch Walker's rendition of You Belong With Me on this mixtape for a crush. Why? Because Butch Walker is more where I align musically. So this tells this person, every time you've talked about Taylor Swift, I've heard you. But here's your favorite artist through music that I listen to. Will this make this other person become a Butch Walker fan? Who knows? I mean, I think everybody should be a Butch Walker fan, but that's besides the point. Will this person be offended at the fact that their beloved Taylor Swift is being covered in a slightly different way? You're running a risk. You're taking chances. So if anything, this person has to respect the effort you're putting in, the thought behind the fact that you're taking an artist that she likes and trying to introduce music you like through something she's already familiar with. And I think that's a unique approach to mixtaping or playlisting. See, in the 80s, there were a ton of cover songs from the 50s and 60s that breathed new light into songs. Billy Idol did Money Money. Kylie Minogue did The Locomotion. Kim Wilde did You Keep Me Hanging On. But there was a 20 or 30 year age gap between the original and the cover slash reimagined version by another artist. However, nowadays, I've seen covers get produced within weeks of the original becoming popular. And that's a completely different dynamic that just didn't happen in music in the 80s and 90s, where a song would become a number one hit, and then within a couple of weeks, you've got a punk cover, you've got a rock cover, you've got a country cover. And I'm not talking about these AI versions that are out there. I'm talking about bands that go into the studio and professionally record a version of a hit song in the same time frame that the original came out. Case in point, I had Jared Reddick for Bowling for Soup on the show, and he told me the first time he heard Miley Cyrus's Flowers that he knew that Bowling for Soup had to cover it. And within a few months, Bowling for Soup's cover of Miley Cyrus's Flowers could be found on all the streaming sites. This is something you were not able to take advantage of when I was growing up, and I think you should use to your advantage now if you're trying to show somebody your musical side of things through songs that they're already familiar with. Now, if you haven't heard Butch Walker's cover of You Belong With Me, you owe it to yourself to check it out, whether you're a fan of Taylor Swift's version or not. This is a campfire sing-along track that he does so well. There's such an honesty to this cover. You could tell he loves the original, but he brought something to this song that gives it a completely different dynamic. It's gender flipped and it works so well. And there's a bounce to the song that I am going to use as a way to transition into the next song that I am going to choose for this Songs for a Crush playlist. And depending on where you're from and where you want to position this song, this could be something that goes all the way back to the 80s, or you can use it in the 90s, or you can use it in the 2000s, because the song originally came out in the late 80s, but it was not a hit, at least in the US, until the movie Benny and June. So I am going with the Proclaimers. I'm going to be 500 Miles. Benny and June made this song a massive hit in the 90s, even though the song was several years old already at the time. However, in the 2000s, the song took on another life in the TV show How I Met Your Mother. I'm not going to use the reference because if you haven't seen the show, it's better to kind of discover the lore of that song within the show. But if you're a fan of it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So depending on what decade you're from, there are different instances you could use the song. If you're going the music nerd route like me, you can go back to the 1988 version from Sunshine on Leith. If you're in the 90s, you can use the Benny and June route. And the 2000s, the How I Met Your Mother route. A little something for everybody. But coming out of the bounce that Butch Walker's cover of You Belong With Me has, I'm going to be 500 Miles is the perfect follow-up song. Lyrically, it fits well with the song's sound. When I'm lonely, well, you know I'm going to be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, you know I'm going to dream about the time when I'm with you. This is another one of those songs that you could definitely use in the form of a friendship or something more. So it has that little bit of a play there. Just in case the person's not as receptive, there you go. You have your out. Now, let's go back to the 90s. You have a crush on somebody who is into Johnny Depp and loves Benny and June. You're not so much a fan of I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles. You can go the punk route, as Down by Law had a fantastic punk cover that came out in the 90s. And if you're a punk rock person and they're maybe getting introduced to it, what a perfect way to introduce them to a genre of music that they might not be familiar with. I was huge into metal and punk in high school. I also had an affinity for pop and pop rock and everything else. So just as eclectic as I am musically now, I was in high school. so I had no problem listening to the original version or the cover, maybe much to the chagrin of people I made mixtapes for, but it was all good as far as I'm concerned. I've covered this song so many times in concert. It actually pairs up really nicely with Cheap Trick's Surrender. And if you're also into punk covers, MXPX does a version that kind of mashes the two up, works so well together. So yeah, for some reason, punk rock and I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles do go hand in hand on several occasions. Definitely worth looking that up. Now, coming out of The Proclaimers, I think I'm going to stay with something that works as both a punk cover as well as a light and airy power pop song, because that's what the original is. In the original, this is the late 90s now. This song you could not escape on radio. And as far as I'm concerned, this song is power pop perfection. It's one of my favorite power pop songs of all time. My father was a huge Backman Turner Overdrive fan. I listened to the Two album nonstop growing up. And in the 90s, when Randy Backman's son, Tal Backman, came out with the song She's So High, it instantly resonated with me before I even realized that it was Randy's son. Now, Backman Turner Overdrive just toured this past year, and Tal is in the band with them, and they do break the song out in the set. If you haven't seen it, it's definitely worth checking out. But She's So High is one of those songs that puts this person up on a bit of a pedestal. Now, don't get me wrong, this is in no way, shape, or form to the level of Radiohead's Creep, but lyrics like, she's got the best of everything, what could a guy like me ever really offer? She's perfect as she can be, why should I even bother? Yes, there's a bit of self-deprecation in the lyrics to this song, but it's so insanely catchy. You just look over all of that and you get sucked into this melody and these vocals and this power pop perfection. I know I've used those three words together before, but that's what this song is. One of the best power pop songs of the 90s. And here we are, well over 25 years later, and I'm still wondering how Tal did not have a massive career after this song, because it is so insanely catchy. And I am not a movie buff by any stretch of the imagination. I know a lot more of you out there are than I am, so please correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like She's So High was in pretty much every single teen and romantic comedy that was released from like 1999 until, I don't know, yesterday. If I'm wrong out there, movie fans, please let me know. Now, again, if you want to stay away from the power pop thing and you're a heavier fan, look up the 4 Year Strong cover. You can get your punk rock version in and still get the message across through that cover. Now, I know a lot of the songs I've talked about tonight come from a guy's perspective. Some can work in both directions, like Uncle Cracker's Smile. But I'd be lying if I said I wasn't the recipient of mixtapes in the 90s. And I wanted to choose a song to close things out tonight that comes from the female perspective. And a song that I had received on a mixtape once that definitely resonated with me and is a song that I think fits this style and this theme really well is Sixpence None the Richer's Kiss Me. Keeping that light and breezy pop tone, it kind of flows with a lot of the songs we've talked about tonight. It's very flirty. The lyrics, kiss me beneath the milky twilight, lead me out on the moonlit floor, lift your open hand, strike up the band and make the fireflies dance, silver moon sparkling, so kiss me. I know a lot of mixtapes come from the male perspective, and I feel like in this type of episode, there were females that I knew that made mixtapes for their significant others. I've had some made for me, and this song was used a lot during the 90s, and I feel like puts a nice bow on the set of songs I've talked about tonight. But once again, I can lean into that punk rock thing. Newfound Glory did a cover of it, and it works really, really well. So there's always a way around it if you want to use the song sentiment, but not necessarily the sound of the original tune. But with that, we have the second half of this Songs for a Crush playlist, which kicked off on the country side of the spectrum with George Strait's Check Yes or No, followed up by Butch Walker's cover of Taylor Swift's You Belong With Me, The Proclaimers' I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles, Tal Backman's She's So High, and then wrapping this Crush mixtape up on a nice bow with Sixpence None the Richer's Kiss Me. Just as a reminder, you can head over to myweeklymixtape.com to hear all the songs I've discussed in this mix through the playlist embedded on the episode page. Now here comes the fun part. Here's where the conversation continues. I want to know what songs you think are ideal to send to a crush. I am not talking about love songs. I am not talking about songs you send somebody that you are in a loving, committed relationship with for a long time. I am talking about those introductory songs, the songs that flirt a little bit, that kind of test the waters. Musical icebreakers, if you will. Is this friendship? Is this something more? What songs would you add to this playlist? It could be any decade, any genre. I want to hear what songs come to your mind. Hit me up, myweeklymixtape@gmail.com. If you're listening on Spotify, use that comment feature. You can also reach out to me on social media at myweeklymixtape. You can use the contact page over at myweeklymixtape.com. Or you can join the conversation with the fellow mixtapers over at patreon.com/myweeklymixtape. It's free to join, and there's other tiers if you'd like to support the show a little bit extra. Also, I want to hear your topic ideas for future episodes. Just the way Brian Rosenberg sent in this topic, I want to know which topics you have in mind. You can use any of those platforms to reach out and send me new topic ideas. I will add them to this randomizer, and every single time I do an episode of this nature, I will push the button and maybe your topic will come up. I'll be sure to give you a shout out like I did for Brian today. Brian, thank you so much for sending this one in. This was a lot of fun to talk about, and I hope I did this topic justice. I hope this is what you were looking for. Now, if you are listening on Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, any of the places, be sure to leave me a 5-star review, a thumbs up, drop a comment about what you liked about the episode, do all the things. Please help me spread the word about My Weekly Mixtape so that other music fans can find the show. My name is Brian Colburn. This has been My Weekly Mixtape. And until next time, enjoy the tunes.